from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I'm going to request that story gets told on air. But also, I want to tell you, I know half of the Home Run Derby field, Alec Bohm.
That's a good name for a home run derby.
Bohm Run Derby.
I like it.
Okay.
Pete Alonso.
Yeah, he's always in it.
And then you're going to be so stoked, Mike. Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah,
He said that during the Ranger game.
And Bobby Witt Jr.
Nice. And I have tickets, man. I'm going to be in section 233.
Does he even hit home runs?
Yes.
I mean, is that his
thing? In the worst ballpark to hit home runs in baseball.
Okay, because the waterfall out there?
Yeah, the waterfall.
That's you can listen to it right here on The Fan to find out if he does hit
That's great so far.
That's all I got so far. Now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
How many more do we need?
Four.
Four more. 4 more years.
Stop it. I knew that's what you were going to do.
It just kind of popped into my head.
It sounds like we are getting 4 more years from somebody.
All right, Kevin and Mike and Reggie.
Fair.
Would you like to talk about the biggest pressure situations in sports? Or when is it okay to smooch?
Is there a mystery third option?
There's not a mystery third option.
Okay.
I'm selecting the mystery third
because
option.
Because I just heard
there is a mystery third option
because that story was amazing.
All right. We will cede 4 minutes to Mike to tell his third option story.
Yes.
Okay, so yesterday I was in the swimming pool, and then about at 7 o'clock I'm like, you know what, let me get this yard work done. I have the neighbor's fence and our fence are about 3 feet apart, but in between there's a lot of growth, and it's growing higher than the 8-foot fence. So I'm like, I need to cut this down, and I've done it before. And we have had a wasp problem around our swimming pool, and I can't find the nest. So I climb over the fence to cut down all this brush, and the fence is about an 8-foot fence. I look like a moron. I look, you know, like a 46-year-old, you know, non-athletic person getting over the fence. Wife's making fun of me. She's like, "Are you all right?" Before I climb over, like, I kind of pinch my testicles a little bit. So that was the first part of it.
I didn't hear that part of the story.
So then she's laughing, ha ha ha, because you know my balls hurt. Then I get over the fence. I'm almost all the way down, and there's kind of what I call the parallel planks on that side, so it's easier to get down. But I'm getting down slowly, trying to see where I'm going to kind of get around this brush. Have on long pants so I don't get, you know, itchy and scratchy and everything too, and poked. And so as I get to the last, like almost to the ground, I feel right here on my arm, I feel it hurts. And I look and I'm like, ah! And then I look and around my chest are about a dozen wasps. So I scream, get back to the top of the fence.
How'd your scream sound?
And on the side of my fence,
thank you for that,
I don't have like the side planks. It's just, you know, vertical. So I'm like, crap, I got to jump 8 feet. And I've had 2 back surgeries. And I'm like, oh, crap. And so I jump and then I fall and roll. And luckily, no other wasp bit me. But my wife's like, what's going on? And she thought I broke my arm because I'm screaming and jumping off of a fence. And I'm like, I hit a wasp nest. So anyways, that was the wasp story.
Oh my God.
Yesterday that my terrifying. Wife thought was really funny. And so I found where the wasp nest is. So now I just have to take care of it. But I peeked over. Man, those wasps are smart. As soon as you peek over, they must be able to smell us or something.
Mm-hmm, they're like,
oh, start protecting a little bit. And then a couple of them come out and they're, because I got it. It's underneath like one of the planks and I got to find it to spray it. Kill them all. I love killing wasps though.
That's
it.
Last week, I had noticed that we had a little yellow jacket collection building right above our door.
Mm-mm.
And I've dealt with this plenty of times. You go get the spray from Home Depot. It's usually, now they got the 2-can pack. You're like, all right, I'll take
it. They have like 8 cans.
Follow I don't feel like you should take out birds with those sprays either.
This thing will spray like 20 feet.
You can't hit a bird with that. I'll be impressed if you could. Dude,
Mike, here's
I know they spray great, but could you really hit a bird?
So here's what happened. I was spraying and they started falling dying, right? Yeah. But like 3 of them got away.
Yeah.
And then they started coming around the like the window and everything in the door. And I was outside with the can and I was kind of looking around and I turned around and one of them was coming at me and I went, boom, and got the spray and hit it right. Lined it up and got him. And I was like, yes. And Carter saw it and he was like, yeah. So that was a great moment.
That is my nightmare.
I killed 5 in the swimming pool yesterday. So as they land on the water, it's like they're protecting their water. They think the pool is their water source.
Yeah, this is my water.
But as they get on the water, I had a fly swatter, and I bam, and I hit them, and they kind of die in the water a little bit, and then I get them out, and then put them on the cement, and then I smack them 2 more times to let them know they're dead.
Well, I mean, they probably already know.
PETA does not care about wasps.
No, this is freaking me out. This is like my number one
fear.
Look,
you know that if you have something like that going on, it does have people that know what to do. We'll come take care of that for you, man.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that.
All right, I was...
It doesn't kill you. Unless you're like that Stan... What was that movie that Macaulay Culkin died in?
My Girl.
My Girl.
Oh, those bees?
Yeah. Yes. He can't see without his glasses.
Well...
That's the saddest moment ever.
That's how he died. I was watching England and Switzerland's PKs over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Switzerland.
Okay. What are PKs?
Penalty kicks.
That's awesome.
And it kind of brought me back to watching Messi shoot the PKs in the World Cup a couple of years ago. Was it last year?
It's the purest way to end
it. It was awesome. Well, you know, I feel that way. I think it's great. And everybody else that loves soccer hates it. And I know he missed one for Argentina in this run.
Sure did.
And everybody's making fun of him because it went high and hit the top of the bar and sailed off. But, dude, England was on fire. They looked as confident as you could look, at ease making these shots. And it started making me wonder because that was a very big moment. And you're out there as a goalie all by yourself. But as the kicker, you have to bury that home. You have to give yourself a decent shot. What are the most pressure-filled moments in all of sports? And I came to a conclusion on this list. If y'all have any more and you want to rank them, let me know. But
all right, give it.
Free throw line?
Yep. Yeah.
With the game on the line.
With game on the line.
Clutch free throws would immediately jump to my mind.
Putting on 18 with the tournament on the line. The bottom of the ninth situation. PKs and field goals, kicks for the win. Are there any other ones that y'all can think of that really stand out?
Not in the game anymore. Having to intentionally walk a person. I was so nervous doing that. Because you're throwing to like a glove that's way out here and you've seen like the lowlights of guys that screw it up.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, intentionally, like when they took out the intentional walk thing, people don't understand that it's not just me. 99 out of 100 pitchers could not stand doing the intentional walk. It was so nerve-wracking. Throwing a pitch out isn't as nervous because the catcher's down there and then you just throw the crap out of it and you're just trying to throw it a little bit high and outside where it's not hittable but where the catcher has an easy catch and throw. But kind of throwing the ball at 70% and getting it to an area where the hitter can't swing but the catcher easily catches it, that is nerve-wracking.
Tremendous.
Kevin, which one do you feel has got to be the loneliest one out of that group? Again, kicking a PK, everybody's watching you, but you're just trying to defeat that goalie right there.
I definitely think it's the field goal kicker because people think otherwise you're not part of the regular team.
Yeah.
Like the person shooting free throws, they're probably there in the clutch because they're one of the best players. Same thing with the PK for the soccer players. You're probably a regular part of the team that moves along the field. And the kicker, they don't really think you're part of the deal. And so if you miss the one thing, they're going to be like, hey, thanks a lot, dip ass. But like, are you really going to say that to Kevin Durant? Hey, you scored 35 points. Really? Could have used 36. Like, I guess you could, but it feels like that's not a good idea.
And somebody did say shootout in hockey. Yeah, that one too. And
the only issue there is it's not in the playoffs anymore.
Right.
Or it's not in the playoffs. And so I feel like maybe that would ratchet the pressure down a little bit.
And that being said too, again, the goalie takes up a lot more space in hockey than he does in soccer. So I feel like you're sure. Like, it's understandable. In soccer, most of these goalies are guessing anyway. They're guessing based on percentages. Like they have scouting reports on these guys, but they're just guessing where they're going to go. Because these dudes, the way they line their feet up and the way they stutter and everything, they line them up pretty good, and these goalies are just kind of there. There's five sections of the goal that are left wide open, if that guess is wrong.
Do you ever think a soccer goalie looks at a hockey goalie and is like, stop complaining?
Yeah.
All I get are these gloves. You have that tiny little area to protect and all that equipment. Like, you'd be all right.
Reggie, where do you fall on this? Is it the free throws? Is it...
I think Kevin makes a really good point on the idea of like the expectation versus also what's happening here with the field goal kicker, because the expectation is you hit it 100% of the time. When you yes. miss, we come and talk to you about what the hell is wrong with you. But like I thinking about like just a pitcher in a tough situation, I'll never forget. And of course, the dude, there's some issues with it. But I remember when Sam Dyson was up there on the mound one time, oh, yeah. and he was just out there struggling. And I stopped and I thought, that's got to be the loneliest dude. Because there's no clock. There's no way to run this out.
All your teammates are watching you.
You just got to throw the pitch, right? And if you're out there drowning, there's no one to save you. You just got to throw the pitches. And that seems like the worst. Like, I have a lot of empathy for the dudes that are up there in a tough time, because it's just, there's no way to get out of this but through it. And so, but no, I think that Kevin's probably right with the field goal kickers.
Okay. Field goal kicker feels... obviously, like one of them. I always thought free throw with the game on the line is just...
oh, yeah.
You see so many guys that just fold under that pressure.
Even like Dirk, who's a 90% free throw shooter. Like, that moment, that pressure in 06 yep. got to him.
Yep.
And it's not that...
and then we lost the
you just think in that moment, that's the person we want. I'll tell you what. This year, it didn't hurt us in the end, but... Kyrie all of a sudden started missing free throws when yeah. it was like, dude, like, you're our one guy we can trust. And you're in, and at that point, the pressure got to him.
Yeah. And then finally, Kevin, Julian Bernard stopped during the middle of the Tour de France. Or yeah. Tour de France.
Well, it must have. Did the people behind wreck?
No.
Ooh, good question.
They did not wreck.
Can you imagine if in a Peloton, which is a group of riders not on their machine bike at home, if you just stopped, you just hit the brakes and just everybody behind you just collapsed pretty much?
He was fined $200 for this stop.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Because when he stopped, he kissed his wife and kids, who are locals. And so he stopped to give them a kiss and say hi to them.
Very Dumb. Salty kiss.
When yeah. is it okay to kiss Dumb. In public?
Not in that situation.
What?
Yeah, no. No.
Kevin thinks it's never okay.
He got off the bike?
Yeah, no, he just pulled over and kind of leaned up against him.
Yeah, and cost himself valuable time. Kiss your loved ones before you do the race.
When you're locked into that bike, it is, I call it de-cleat, but you have to get out of your pedals or you're going to fall over. No, those guys are professionals, I guess.
No, he did slow down. You can kind of see in the video, he slows down just enough to put a foot down and give him a kiss. And then he gets back on it and takes off. And again, I ask, when is it okay to kiss in public?
We can go back to Kevin, but I just know Kevin, just so everybody knows, you're so uncomfortable with kissing that bad things could happen. You keep your eyes open the whole time.
That is true.
Always watching for potential ambushes.
You never know what could happen. I don't know.
What kind of long play do you think Jess is playing where she's like, finally, I've
That's
got him.
That's a great
He's
question. Reggie, but you're using logic in an illogical situation. Because here's the other thing. Whenever I watch like a Twilight Zone or something, I always think I would be fine because I'm not taking that drink they handed you. It's like somebody already shows up for an important meeting and they're like, oh, would you like some coffee? And then they find out they're passed out. They wake up and they're tied up and they're going to lose their brain or something like that.
They're going into a pie.
Because you shouldn't have taken that drink.
That's true. That is true.
So to answer your question, which I don't think I did at all, I think a peck is fine pretty most places. But don't stop in the middle of the race. That just feels irresponsible.
Makes sense. So you're...
from my perspective.
So you're saying you're a pecker then.
You're flexible. I wish that you did a karate match and you Daniel LaRusso'd somebody, and then Allie, who is, what's her real name in life?
Elizabeth Shue.
Elizabeth Shue is Jess, and she runs out, and she gives you the big sweater. Hug and her sweater and skirt, and then she just wants to make out right there, and then you...
There's all those people around.
But you have to, because she loves you, and she believed in you the whole time.
She was there for you.
I'm the one who won the tournament.
And it's her
fault. Shouldn't I get to dictate whether or not I want to kiss
them? We've already established women dictate everything. God, even when we don't want them to.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody did text in and they said they heard my wife on with Chris Arnold on his on, oh my gosh, my brain stopped right now. And
get right.
They said no, and they said, do you ever win an argument with her? And I was like, oh man, I don't even know what she said. But that's the C block, ladies and gentlemen.
Corey, if you get the chance to go back to Wednesday, it was requested that I attempt to replicate the C block. So I put together a C block that I thought would do you proud.
Okay.
But I'm not positive. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it was going to be a question about the Mavericks, and maybe it still could be. But what if I presented this to you? Is Ezekiel Elliott one of the top 10 running backs in the NFL? What about one of the top 25? Let's do it next right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We were going to talk a little Mavs here, but there's a couple of other things that have come up. I want you guys to use your combined brain power to tell me the top 10 running backs in the NFL. But also, if you want to text in, hit us up on the Twitch, hit us up on the YouTube. What do you think the betting line would have been when Rocky and Drago fought in Rocky IV? Now, we know the outcome in the movie, but before that happened, what would you have set the betting odds on?
I don't know that well, but I would say the same odds that Buster Douglas had of beating Mike Tyson.
Oh, okay. Buster Douglas was about 42-1.
Sounds about right.
Rocky's the heavyweight champion of the world.
I thought he was retired and didn't have the belt anymore.
No, well, he didn't retire. He relinquished the belt to do this fight because it was not sanctioned by the governing bodies, but he was the champion.
20-1.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not a good odds maker on boxing, Kevin, so I'll just trust you on this.
Now, multiple people from the Win, as well as other odds makers, said they would have Drago as about a minus 1,000 to minus 1,500.
Okay.
And then they would have Rocky somewhere between the plus 800 to plus 1,200 range. So massive favorite for Drago going into that fight. And let's face it, if not for the last round, you look at the scorecards, he was going to win.
Yeah.
But then he got knocked out.
And died.
And no.
Oh.
And Rocky ended
brain
communism.
Damage, though, later.
Yeah.
No, he knocked Drago out. Yeah, but yes, that is true.
And then Drago's son came and kicked Apollo Creed's son's butt.
Oh, really? That happened?
But then he came back, and then Apollo Creed's son ended up beating him, and then they had to live in Ukraine or something.
I think, no, he went to go.
Didn't he come back
Apollo
after
Apollo Creed's
this?
Son went to go take over Wakanda, and then he lost.
That's just the actor. Okay. That's a
he
different
won, though,
thing.
For the first time.
I think he died.
You noticed
in
the themes of this, the bad guy wins early in the movie and then loses at the end of the movie?
Yes. Which is why when you watch Rocky III and he fights Mr.
General
T like 45 minutes into the movie and Mr. T is built up as the main bad guy, you got to think, uh-oh, this probably isn't going to go well.
Probably not.
All right. Top 10 running backs in the NFL. If you guys use your combined brain power.
McCaffrey.
How many of them could you name? Incorrect.
What?
Top 10?
Right.
What?
You go.
I said, using your combined brain power, how many can you name? And Corey said McCaffrey. That is not correct on a scale of 1 to 10.
I feel like 10.
Okay.
What? He's McCaffrey's on the list.
Christian McCaffrey is number 1 on the list.
Oh, you wanted us to go from 10 to 1?
No, just got
to
get
I wanted you to tell me how many you could get right.
Oh.
And Christian McCaffrey is not an answer to that.
I feel like Bijan Robinson is also...
Wait, you're ready to put Bijan up there?
Yes.
Whoa. He can Hold do on. It. I'm not going to be able to do this.
No, I mean...
if you're saying you can do 8 of 10, I can't.
I might be able to get... I don't know. Everybody's list is going to be different.
Okay, how many can you get?
I feel like I can get pretty close. I can get 7.
Anybody can beat 7, Reggie.
You said combined brain power, you jerk.
I know, and then you guys decided to do your own thing, so now we're switching it. Reggie, can you do 8?
No.
No, I'll help you.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's what
yeah, we can all work on this together with our combined brain power.
Do we feel like Nick Chubb is still up there?
Rules to this game.
You're the rules maker.
He might not start the season. So
what about Chubby?
I don't know.
He was hurt though last year, but he's a top 10 if he's healthy.
Was your question just a variation of the exact same question, Reggie?
Don't think too much about it, Kevin.
Okay,
I said Bijan. Is Bijan on the list?
Oh, Reggie, that was a good call.
Nice, thanks.
Bijan Robinson.
Why did you
is number six
hey,
on the list.
Okay.
Man, you guys doubted Corey.
That's number right. Absolutely.
Six on the list.
So some other names here.
Is Charles Barkley's son on there?
Who?
That's Saquon Barkley. Oh. Saquon Barkley. Number four.
Do we
on
feel
the
like
list.
Derrick Henry is still
Derrick
up here?
Henry's on this list.
Oh, then Zeke's definitely on this list because he was drafted higher.
Derrick Henry is not in the top eight. Luckily, he is number nine.
Nice.
So you got it. So
Josh Jacobs? Do we feel like Josh Jacobs is up here?
Josh Jacobs is a very good option.
Josh Jacobs, number seven on the list.
We're cooking with grease.
I feel like Breece Hall's on this list.
I was going to say Breece, but I don't know.
I have an autographed rookie card of his that I forgot to bring to the show.
Like, I do wonder, because last year, their just offensive line was putrid. And so I don't think the raw numbers are there, but he is still a really good running back.
I'll say Breece Hall.
Now, this is part of ESPN's day-by-day voting. Tomorrow, you'll get defensive tackle where Mike can pretend to vote for Mozzie.
Yeah.
But today, it's from ESPN for running backs. They have 80 voters in this category.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's a lot of voters.
Breece Hall is number two
nice.
On the list.
Good call, Corey.
Dude.
I'm telling you. I think Breece Hall is going to have a very big fantasy football year.
Who does Achan back up?
Mostert? Is Mostert
still
there?
Yeah, Mostert. I don't know. I think as a combination, they're good, but I don't think either one. Right. I think Achan might get a majority of carries.
All right.
Is Jonathan Taylor
Ooh, good
on
answer.
This list?
That's a good
Jonathan
call.
Taylor is number five. So you guys are missing 3, 8, and 10. Mike's going to vote for Zeke.
I don't remember Jonathan Taylor running last year. Was he healthy finally again?
He had some injury issues, but he played a good amount of the games. I'll have to double check exactly how many. Corey, how strongly do you feel about, or maybe not strongly at all, do you feel about Najee Marsh or Najee Harris?
Look at you wanting already getting back into basketball. I like it.
Najee Harris, I've had a little bit of a debate with somebody who's a Steelers fan that was like, look, they sucked at running the ball last year for most of the year. I'm going to hold off on him, all though.
Right. Or do you want to go I'm to go with Warren,
about Deuce,
the other running back?
You thinking about Deuce Vaughn?
No.
Deuce Staley?
No. I was going to say
Deuce McAllister.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
There's been a lot of deuces Ooh. Who've run.
Jahmyr Gibbs and Najee Harris, one of them is on the list.
Oh, no. I
and
think
one
you're
isn't?
I think you're right with Jahmyr Gibbs. I don't think Najee Harris was the best running back
Dude,
on his team last year.
I watched a playoff game where this Green Bay Packer guy ran for like 600 yards. Is he on the
we
list?
We all know which one. Jahmyr Gibbs is number eight. Is that Green Bay Packers guy still even on that team?
Who knows?
No, Josh Jacobs is now a Green Bay Packer.
Aaron Jones, is that who you're talking about?
Oh, dude, that guy couldn't be stopped on that Dallas Cowboys cheerleader show.
Aaron Jones is in the top 15, but does he make the top 10?
I don't.
Okay, hold on. Here's my thing is I think Chubb or Kieran Williams.
What about Tony Pollard?
Yeah, Kieran Williams was good.
Tony Pollard got paid money.
Mike.
You don't think so? He's probably top 10 last year.
I mean, so your vote is what?
He broke his leg and we franchised him or something.
That is true.
That is true.
That's confusing.
Can't decide. Let's go ahead and throw Chubb out there.
Nick Chubb Woo! Is number three on the list. Which means you guys have gotten 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So it goes like this.
Hold on. Is Williams the 10th one?
Is that your official?
Or Pacheco.
I think because Zeke changed his number and the coach said he's exactly the same as he was when he entered the NFL, except we're not going to hand him the ball off, but like eight times a game. So it was really confusing on what Mike McCarthy said about how Zeke is the best in the NFL, yet we're not.
Are you
going
still
to
listening to what you're saying or did you just tune out?
I don't know.
Okay.
As we've established, he doesn't hear. He's heard 100% of the things that he
There's
said.
There's no way.
My official 10th would be Kyron Williams.
Mine is Zeke Elliott because he's the best.
Kyron Williams and Ezekiel Elliott, neither one of them make the top 17.
Rams
oh,
leaders.
No.
What?
Well, it's because Zeke changed his number. Okay. They got to see what he looks like.
Neither 15. Did Zeke. Number 10 on the list, Travis
Kelce.
Etienne, a junior.
Dude, that's a good pick.
He's in my top 15. I got you. He's a good one.
So it goes like this, and tell me if you think this is fair. Besides Mike, I know what he thinks. So there's the top 10. Honorable mentions, Aaron Jones, Kenneth Walker, Isaiah Pacheco, James Cook, Alvin Kamara, Joe Mixon, and DeAndre Swift. So that gets you up to 17. Also receiving votes, Kyron Williams, James Conner, Tony Pollard is 20th.
Nice. Heck yeah.
Raheem Mostert, Najee Harris, 22nd.
Did you name Achane yet?
I did not.
Dang. Wait, Najee Harris above Warren, huh? Okay.
David Montgomery, Ramondre Stevenson, and Austin Eckler fill out the top.
We should trade for Achane. If this is a real list, I'll give my sixth round pick in 2025 for Achane. Or Achane? Achane?
Achane, you're right.
Yeah.
So he doesn't make the top 25. And to the surprise of, I'm assuming nobody, including Mike, Ezekiel Elliott is not one of the top 25 in the league.
They don't remember 2016.
I think they do, and they're like, that's 8 years ago.
I don't know. That's what Mike McCarthy and Jerry Jones said.
I'm very curious as to what Zeke's role is going to be.
Center.
No, it's not going to be center.
It's open. It's a spot to compete for.
Like, who's your first down back? Is it him? Is it somebody else? He's not a third down, change of pace guy. He's a short yardage guy, that's for sure. And I know
Zeke changes paces. It goes from slow to very slow at this point in his career.
But that's where I'm kind of like,
he's like the Jamie Moyer of running backs.
If you let him go previously, mm-hmm. was it because Kellen Moore didn't want him?
Because they thought he was making too much money. Right?
Or if you brought him back, well, that could be it too. And if you brought him back, was it because you looked at your roster and said, I have zero running backs? And nobody that's really ready to contribute at this point. And that's why Mike McCarthy's like, I need to have somebody I can trust a little bit. And hey, maybe Mike McCarthy's like, we're not running the ball that much anyway. It's a Dak MVP season. We're going for that. So maybe that's one of the factors they're trying to push for.
Ooh. Maybe they're like, we need some of our other players to put on weight, and Zeke's eating all the spread.
Gosh, Mike. All right, real quick.
I'm just kidding. Zeke's the best.
I know this is somebody else's bit, but in honor of Gavin Dawson returning, I look at the clock and wonder if we have about time for 60 seconds on soccer. I take you to the Euros.
Oh my gosh.
Where Felix Zweier will be the referee for the England-Netherlands Euro semifinal match tomorrow. I know you're thinking, I already knew that. Fair enough.
No, it didn't.
Here's what you might not have known. Zweier was banned for 6 months back in 2005 for taking a bribe in a soccer match.
And he got another job.
I mean,
not just another job. Like, he's refereeing a big-time matchup in a premier European championship.
And I know this was 19 years ago, but he was bought off for $325. What? Yeah. Is it concerning that he is going to be an official in a match of this magnitude?
How much did you say he was bought for?
$325.
He could have gotten six Paycor Stadium TVs.
Yeah.
That's true. Or are you excited if you're England or the Netherlands and think we could tilt this thing in our favor for not really much cash at all?
First off, I don't want that guy doing games anymore.
That's too late.
Well,
it's happening.
You know what, Kevin? I've decided he is done with that life.
Okay.
He has turned over a new leaf, and he has new plans to be an honorable judge, an honorable guy out there on the field, the pitch. He's not going to take bribes under $300,000. Like, $325 is a stupid number. Why'd you do that? What did you need that night for $325? No way, man.
So, just something to add to your intrigue for the Euro.
I can't wait.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. You're welcome. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Right here on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. In case you missed it, we all knew it was going to get done, but Klay Thompson officially joining the Mavericks as part of the first ever six-team trade in the NBA. The Mavericks got Klay Thompson and a 2025 second-round pick. The Minnesota Timberwolves got pick swaps in 31, a second-round pick in 2025. The Warriors got Kyle Anderson, Buddy Hield. The Denver Nuggets got cash. The Hornets got Josh Green, Reggie Jackson, two second-round picks. And the Philadelphia 76ers got a second-round pick in 2031. So, first-ever six-team trade completed in the NBA.
Did the Mavericks only give up Josh Green?
I will have to double check where all of the picks came.
Because we're receiving
came.
A second round yes. pick, and then you named other picks, and I'm like, because there was not a lot to give out from the Mav side anymore.
We do not have a lot of draft assets. Now, let's turn our attention over to Moxie's and our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by D&M Leasing. Gentlemen, how is ya and where is ya?
We are definitely at Moxie's downtown, as you said. It's a terrific atmosphere, and we look forward to a full show here for the next 5 hours, Hagee. We're doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well. I need to know, because our listeners earlier, they did not want to talk about it. How much of your weekend was dominated by John Cena retirement talk?
You know, I saw a headline about it this morning, I guess.
And that's
the first
it.
I'd heard about
man,
it.
Man, that didn't sound like it dominated literally any of your weekend. Okay. Well,
that's it, man.
Hey, Hagee, who won the six-team trade?
I think I'm going to go with Charlotte.
Because of all the things they got
yeah,
or the things they
yeah,
gave up?
Yeah, I think so. Now, the answer should probably be the Mavericks, but sure. Charlotte. They picked up some stuff on the cheap.
The biggest loser is Josh Green because he has to play for Charlotte.
That is a very good point. Hey, you were in the NBA Finals a minute ago. Now you get to go play for Charlotte.
He'll be a fan favorite there. They'll love his toughness, his hustle,
the 5,000 fans.
He'll fit right in. No, he'll fit right in.
They're 5,000.
Hayden's the only one knocking down shots at the in the championship round then. You know?
In the last game. That is true. That is true. Now, how pumped are you guys, or how much do you have a full grasp of the Stars' landmark changing of the way they're going to do broadcasting?
I think that's cool. You know, it's going into the future. I think it's great that maybe the team can capture a lot more of the revenue like this and give us a consistent way to get it. Like, you know, this is how you're going to get the Stars. Now adapt. And people will. You know, I think we're used enough to putting different things on our Fire Stick or our smart TV now. Should be easy.
Yeah, right. I mean, we got to have a different app to watch, five different apps just to watch the NFL this upcoming season. So you just add one more, and you don't have to worry about missing out on the Stars Cup run.
How long is this app going to be free, you suppose?
That's a great question. I hope forever. Let's just maintain that stays free.
Oh, okay. I hope you're right about
that. Just don't put those questions out there, and then we don't have to worry about it.
Is it like a 7-year window that it's supposed to be free for or something like that?
Oh, is that right?
I think along those lines. And then after that,
if that app is free for 7 years, I will be amazed and impressed at their business plan.
Oh, yeah. No, that would be really nice if it was that way.
Good job. All right. So how did the vacation go, Dawson?
It's fantastic. It was relaxing. Got to spend a lot of time with 3-year-old and swimming pools and hot tubs. So it was that family type of vacation. Watched a lot of the soccer games, the Euros and the Copa America with my dad. So that was cool. Then all the Mavs news trickling in with the makeover of their roster, you know, just gave it that extra kick that was a lot of fun as well. So I would say probably a 10 out of 10.
Nice.
As far as a family vacation goes, very relaxed now.
When you mention the Euros, do you have any concern that one of the referees or officials for England, Netherlands, previously took a bribe for a soccer match for $325?
For $325, how long ago was this?
That was 19 years ago.
Is this a beer league game that he was refereeing? What are we doing here?
Ooh, it was in Germany. That's all I have for you.
So yes, Brian. Okay, so it was a beer league. Come on. If he's a qualified guy, let him officiate, man. That Tim Donaghy, I hear him on the radio all the time. He threw games, and now we can buy information from him. So he's going from being like a bad guy to like, hey, I'm Tim Donaghy. Let me tell you what officials are throwing games this week. Bet with me, 1-800. Bad officials. You know, I mean, we accept this. You know, you make a mistake, you move on, you know, and we'll figure it out. Yeah.
Reggie brought up the point that 1-800 bad refs would have fit perfectly, but, you know, that's cool.
Yeah. 1-800 bad refs.
How things been around here?
I mean, great. We got free hockey to watch now, and we rebuilt the Mavericks, so I feel pretty good.
Championship.
Hey, you ready to go home?
No. Why?
We have a meeting.
You feel very like you're struggling with something right now. You okay?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Usually it's like a lot of energy, a lot
I'm sorry.
Of
power. He's right been now, on he's edge. Like it, I've it's been on like edge you're... most of the day.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Well, we're at Moxie's today, and we can't feel or see that.
Okay.
You know? He got in a fight with his wife. No. Over his
okay.
Child.
Oh, no. We
please don't do that.
We smoothed it out, but tell me you can believe that this is what happened, because this is definitely what happened. I should have picked my words better. Our littlest son was being a pain in the butt this weekend. And
it
so
yeah.
we had to have a big family picture was set for about 6 o'clock. The Ooh. Baby finally took a nap at about 5:30. And my wife said, when do you think we should leave? And I said, the baby is asleep. I think we should leave now. And she said, we can't do that. So we took the picture. The baby woke up. And then she asked me again later, when should we leave? And I said, I mean, I already told you when I thought we should leave.
Oh,
so,
okay.
What, so whatever.
I
so
sense look, frustration. Heavy.
I get it. I get it. Yeah. I said the wrong thing.
You agree.
I didn't use my filter. And it was very icy car ride home, is what I'll say.
I don't know that there was the right thing you could have said, though. I feel like I've learned this. Our opinion does not matter.
That's see
you can be awfully skillful, you know.
Yeah,
but you got to be like a cat burglar with those words. There's always a way out, but damn, it's evasive.
Yeah. Hey, you're about to go out of town for about 10 days too. You know, you could have just sucked it up and like you know not done anything.
That's a good point.
But you jumped into the deep end of the pool with an anvil around your neck.
Yeah, whenever you want to go, honey.
My suggestion is always.
I've been divorced twice, Heggy. I'm trying to give you good advice here. Okay.
My suggestion is
you got to learn better things than what you're doing right now. Okay?
You say, hey, it's your kid. You do whatever you want. I'm just here for support.
Hey, I told this guy the other day. You hear the guy in the text the other day? I told him he's not wearing the pants in his family. You know,
he
that
did.
Guy?
Yeah.
He's like, I got divorced.
Poor guy got cheated on.
Yeah, you got cheated on. I go, well, you're not wearing the pants in your family then.
Oh, my gosh. See, sometimes my downfall brought us, actually a lot of times, is I have thoughts about everything, and sometimes I can keep them to myself, but other times they just fall out of my mouth, and I'm like, well, that's probably not what I should have said.
Just be careful, Heggy. Walk outside and talk to yourself and stuff like that, but don't feel like you have to, you know. I mean, again, you're a good dude. You got a great wife. Don't go down the path I did. You know what I'm saying?
Winning an argument, do you really win? You know, that's the thing.
That's what got me fired at the Cowboys. I fought all the time. They had enough. Parcells said, I'm had enough.
Get the hell out of here.
You fight too much.
So. Man, I really appreciate the honesty from Broadus today. Here's why I got fired from the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Here's why I got divorced.
Yeah, my contract didn't get renewed. And that bastard left 2 years later. He didn't even stay around. He got rid of me and said, I've had enough. I don't want to coach anymore. And Jerry said, fine, get your big ass out of here. We don't want you coaching anymore.
Vacation was so good. We were mid-argument.
And Dawson just walked outside.
And we both just kind of saw each other's points. It was a thing of beauty.
Oh, man. That's a great moment.
That's amazing. There you go.
Yep.
That's
Fantasyland, Heggy. Don't believe that all the time.
Okay.
You know, it's a fugazi.
So see,
Dawson's trying to help you here, but he's really not.
He's setting you up.
Broadus is telling me the real things.
Yes.
Dawson's like, hey, we're in this magical world where we both were like, you made a great point. No, you know what? You made a great point.
Sounds like you just need to go on vacation, man.
Hey, why are we fighting?
Okay. Yeah. I will work on that. All right. Are you guys there to kick off Restaurant Week? And is there a particular restaurant that you're interested in trying out?
I want to try out whatever these people are serving here at Moxie's.
They got something going on here.
I want to get one of their Stella Artois G-Bag Nation etched glasses. While supplies last, you can come get one. They're collector's items. You know, that Stella Artois beer glass is magical on its own. and now it's got the G-Bag logo on it.
Will you put anyone to the test who wants one of those, or if they ask for multiple glasses?
Oh, like out at Revolver when we were out there that day?
Now, Haggy, now you're going to piss me off.
Oh, no.
If they ask for multiple, I think we do need to quiz them.
Can
you name three?
Other glasses, ma'am.
Fan hosts.
Yes. Oh, they're glasses. Can I take three? No. Do you listen to the station? No. Oh, well,
you can't have one glass back.
Yeah, she's walking away with three, handing them out to everybody who doesn't listen to the station. Oh, look, Marks, look what I got you. Oh, what is this? And they leave it on the table, you know? I mean, grab three, lady. Why not? You don't listen.
Damn it, Marge.
Women.
I'm going to test people today because I'm going to start drinking shots.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to start testing people.
Oh, my God.
Marge, you start drinking shots? We had somebody just text saying, hey, will you take a shot if we come in? So we're in on
this? Absolutely.
Yeah. See, take a shot with you.
Hey, tell me something from the morning show this morning. You know, give me a little insight of what happened in the morning show. I really can't tell you. You don't get a glass. No glass.
If they say Sean said this, we know, you didn't listen.
Sean wasn't on today.
And this is where I normally ask what's coming up on the program, but I feel like you already teased it by saying Broadus going, I'm going to be taking shots. Where can people find you again?
We're at Moxie's here downtown. Come on by. Classy joint.
The Crescent.
Love it.
By the Crescent. Yeah,
it's in the Crescent, right?
Yeah.
It's on Crescent, Crescent Road, and it's also in the Crescent Hotel. So you're going to like it. And we have Chris Young coming up at 4:20 and Tim Cato at 5.
Woo!
What if for Broadus they just said, what did they say on the morning show, and you just say, Bobby said Dak's the greatest?
I'd have to give him a glass.
You get a damn shell.
They get a glass.
I think you're going to be
They
right.
get a glass. That's an everyday occurrence. I was listening at 6:45 today. Bobby's like, oh, my gosh, this Dak Prescott.
I heard that too.
Why we haven't paid him yet.
Roll home.
Every show.
I know.
Every show.
That's a good guess. Roll home with the G-Vac Nation or go see them at Moxie's today. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.